Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George McDonough, Managing Director and Founder of KR1. George, you all right, fella?
Yeah, great, thanks.
You must be quite good. I mean, I'm looking at the price of Bitcoin here, and it's literally at... It's, what, close to $16,000. It's above the previous spike it had in June 2019. And even if we scroll back, you know, it's now, if you look at a weekly chart, it's settling at a higher level than that previous massive spike. Because when it got that sort of 20,000, it sort of almost touched 20,000, came quickly back down. But now, even though it's a rise quite drastically of late, it's looking a bit more sustainable, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. It's very exciting times to see it. Yeah, as you say, stay fairly stable at above 15,000.
And this time, I suppose. Yeah, this time it's got more. Like I said, Bitcoin itself has got more adoption amongst bigger money, isn't it? The institutions and all that stuff. You know, they're realizing it's an asset. They want exposure to one of the best performing assets in the last 10 years, and they're getting it. And so that is a lot more sticky money, isn't it? You know.
Absolutely, and it's a trend that we're seeing more of now. And you know, for every public company that's mentioning that they're, you know, putting it in their treasuries, there's probably a few others that aren't mentioning it. And I think that's a lot to do. That combined with the PayPal news, you know, is probably a lot of the reasoning behind the strength in the current price.
Yeah, that was PayPal news is huge, isn't it? Because let's be honest, there's a lot of people who know about Bitcoin. I mean, obviously you're in the center of the cryptocurrency world, so it's your world. But a lot of people to Bitcoin, they sort of may have heard of it, but they don't really know how to accumulate it in any way. But there's a lot of people, a lot more people have PayPal. And when that sort of mainstream market, you know, crosses over with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, then there's going to be a bigger adoption amongst the mass population, isn't there, you know?
That's certainly a possibility, yeah. It was huge news for the entire ecosystem, really, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk about the revenue from the Kusama staking yields. Now I think, what the heck is that about? But before we do that, with cryptocurrency, just explain to people who've never heard of KR1, just in a couple of lines, what you're about, if you could, George.
Sure. Yeah. So we're an early stage blockchain and digital investment company, and we support decentralized networks and open source blockchain projects. And then we also have another area of the business that's forming, which is called our staking activities, where we derive revenue from our holdings, and that sort of plays into today's announcement a bit.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, so according to that announcement, this holding came at zero cost. Yeah, it's very valuable. Can you explain how that works? I mean, everyone's taught, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch here, but I suppose you've put the hours in, so you deserve it. But how has it come at zero cost? What is it worth?
So Polkadot was one of our largest investments as a company, and very often what these protocols have to do is they have to create a kind of test network, so that a lot of the technology they're producing can be tested in a it's not so much a sandbox, but like an area where mistakes can happen, let's say, and then they can iterate and learn. And this has been something that's been around since the early Ethereum days, and Ethereum's got a range of test networks. And when Polkadot started its formation as a protocol, they created a network called Kusama, which is the sort of term for it is canary network, in the sense that you can test things and see how they run, and then gradually sort of bring them over to the more secure network, which would be Polkadot. But because of the way Polkadot's designed, and because of how in effect it's a more secure platform, simply because of the amount of value in the tokens, it's also a very expensive place to connect your blockchain to. Potentially, all this is still yet to play out, but there is an element where Kusama actually will have a entire ecosystem to itself of projects that don't require moving up, sort of uplisting to Polkadot, as it were. And so, therefore, the test tokens that we got given as part of our holdings that we have in the Polkadot token, the DOT token, and we got these given to us one for one for free, the market has realized that actually there is value in this test network, because there's going to be an ecosystem that grows out of it, sort of outside of just the Polkadot network. And that's why we got them for free, but it's also now why they're actually worth considerable value. And it's a sort of a quirk of the crypto world, really, that over time these test networks can actually gain value independently.
Yeah, well, it's a nice quirk to have. And roughly, can you say what they're worth at the moment?
Well, we've got a holding of 40,270. Obviously it changes over time, but I think that's worth in today's market about $1.5 million. And then on top of that, Kusama tokens are very similar to DOT tokens in a way. Yes, the DOT tokens were redenominated, so in terms of number they're different, but you can stake them in the network. That's how the security of the network is formed. It's through participants such as ourselves locking away our tokens in the network in order to derive a yield. It's a bit like Bitcoin mining, but instead of having plugging in electronic machines into the wall to hash through the functions. Instead, what you do is you lock away collateral. And so, not only did we receive this amount of tokens into our portfolio, but we're also staking those tokens. And over the past year, we've created an income of over $100,000 on that position. So not only was it free, not only is it valuable, but we're also making significant revenue from that position. And it's going to be exciting to see how this network performs alongside Polkadot, which of course we also have a significant holding in. So it's really fascinating to see how this will play out.
Yeah. And you get this one, so it's a yield, isn't it, you get? And so that's how it works.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's a yield in the native Kusama token. So we receive more Kusama tokens at a defined rate, depending on how many of these tokens are staked in the network. So it's a sliding scale. It changes over time, which is why it's very difficult to sort of give sort of definitive future criteria in terms of what the revenue would look like, but certainly, yeah, it's hugely material to the company. And of course it joins a basket of other staking assets. Of course we've been staking Cosmos for close to 2 years, and obviously we put out a few announcements recently on the staking that we're doing with Polkadot, and together these assets form a solid pipeline of revenue to the company, and that's incredibly useful for a young investment company such as ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, do you have any other investments where you're staking, George?
Well, yes. So, like I just mentioned, there is always more coming to the market. Staking is a sort of key element of new parts of this blockchain ecosystem that are expanding outwards. It started with Bitcoin and proof of work and proof of stake, which is the underlying mechanism that secures these networks, is something that we at KR1 decided very early would be something that we would go after, and hence our investment into Cosmos in 2017. And so because of that has been our focus, the portfolio has now built up a range of holdings that have this aspect to them. Being an investment company, but also moving into becoming a staking company, is very much part of the strategy. And so we're staking Polkadot, we're staking Cosmos, we're staking Kusama. There's the possibility that Definity will come online later next year, and that would also be added to that basket. And there are a range of others, not forgetting, of course, Ethereum itself, which is moving into a proof of stake. In fact, even as we speak, the lights are being switched on in Ethereum 2.0, should we say, and that's also hugely exciting for us and the rest of the space.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned it before when you come on, and I suppose it's still there, but there's a buzz about the concept of decentralized finance, or DeFi. So how are you involved in this? How are you capitalizing on this, George?
Well, yes, DeFi is a sort of umbrella term that appeared around a range of projects on Ethereum that really we'd been investing in all along without the umbrella. We were just interested in decentralized finance applications that were beginning to show. So we've been investing in DeFi projects since day one, really. I mean, our very first major significant investment into the space was into a project called, at the time, Melonport, which is a sort of decentralized hedge fund mechanism that basically allows you to create modules together that produces a hedge fund on chain, which is the very sort of crux of DeFi, really. And then since then we backed projects like Argent, which is firmly in that category as a sort of on-ramp to DeFi, and then our sort of shining star of DeFi investments, of course, is Nexus Mutual, which allows which is a cover mutual that allows people to take out cover on smart contracts, which are of course the sort of the underlying fabric of DeFi itself. And because this is a young industry, there are smart contracts aren't always designed in ways that the designer expects them to function, and of course when they're holding very significant sums of value, something like Nexus Mutual that allows people to take cover out on these smart contracts has just found amazing product market fit for us, really, and we knew they would. We knew that over time the market would understand the importance that this particular project has. So really, DeFi is in our blood, has been since day one, and we're really beginning to feel the benefits of having followed this track early and made some significant investments in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going very well by the sounds of it. And are there opportunities like this one just now? I mean, is there more like that out there?
Yeah. So part of the ICO boom in 2017. What was really underlying that, when you take away all the froth and the noise, is actually the need to distribute tokens to a dispersed marketplace geographically. Like, you need to have token holders in order to have these decentralized networks float, to make them work. You know, if you think about Bitcoin being a token, Bitcoin, the network works because there is this unit of value that moves around the system. And these other networks are just the same. They require these tokens. And so what happens in this newer world, we've moved on from the ICO world, is that we have these new token distribution mechanisms that aren't really ICOs at all. They're not selling tokens to the public. What they're doing is they're rewarding community participants for participating in the network. And what you do is you signal your participation by locking up tokens. Potentially, there's lots of different ways that you can do it. I mean, Kusama, for example, was an airdrop. We got that just for having Polkadot tokens. But there's a range of different experiments that are happening whereby projects are distributing tokens to participants for free, or sometimes for what's thought of as an opportunity cost. So, you know, I might lock up some tokens, as we did with Plasm that we announced, which was another holding the vase. And what you do is you lock up tokens for a period of time, and so you're effectively getting the opportunity costs of locking up those tokens is the cost. You get those tokens back after a year or 6 months or however long you decide you want to lock your tokens up, and in return you get this holding of tokens in that particular project. And it's a way of sparking a community, it's a way of sparking interest, but it's also a way of distributing tokens. And Polkadot is right at the very heart of that in terms of its design. So yes, we do expect, with our Kusama holding and our DOT holding, we do expect to see much more of that. Indeed, a lot of the projects on Polkadot are kind of mirroring their systems on Kusama. And so, you know, projects like Akala, which is already an investment of ours on Polkadot, they're now producing a similar infrastructure on Kusama, and you know, they've already announced that there's the possibility that, you know, there would be tokens available for people who've already got a Kala token. So it's where this particular area of crypto is going. It's very exciting, especially when they you know, get considerable value.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're benefiting from that. Marvelous stuff, George. Well, listen, as always, if someone's listening to this right now, likes the sound of what you're talking about, and lots of people are following you, as you are, I suppose, you know, one of the easiest ways to get exposure to the cryptocurrency market. But if they are listening right now, not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Sure. Well, the first reason you just touched on. If you're interested in crypto, then we do the hard work that finds you the exposure into the sort of the best up-and-coming projects that are coming down the line. Secondly, you know, with a four-year track record now of successful investment, the plan is to continue to deliver those results. Thirdly, the joys of being a UK resident, you can put our stocks in an ISA, which, you know, when one thinks about the crypto world, that could play out very nicely.
Excellent stuff. George, good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.